Hey, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 42. And in this episode, we are talking about five major missteps I made during my six-figure launch, how they happened, why they happened, and how you can use this information to make sure your next launch is a total success. Let's get into it. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. Hey there, welcome to episode number 42 of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, where we are going to dive deep onto some of the major mistakes that I made during my last launch. Now, if you missed the last episode, episode number 41, we went behind the scenes of my six-figure launch, and I shared some of the numbers with you, and I tried to get really, really clear on some of the amazing stuff that we did with this launch, some of the not so amazing stuff we did, but I promised you that this week we would go deep on the stuff that honestly just fell flat. It didn't work. It wasn't quite right. And to set the stage, to recap some stuff, just so that you can be totally caught up, even if you missed anything from the last episode, we recently wrapped up a launch of our $1,000 product, and we did $130,000 in sales with about $90,000 in profit. So we had a very successful launch, and I wanted to kind of talk about the stuff that wasn't so successful. You know, when you do a really big launch like that, it's easy to say like, wow, look how great our ads worked, or look how well our webinars did. It can be a little harder to kind of hold up the microscope and go, wow, this was not good, or this was bad. But what I found over the past couple of years is that when you really get clear on what's not working, you can fix what is working to work even better. And so with all of that in mind, we're going to dive into this episode to the major launch missteps that I made that we're definitely going to remedy before we launch again. So number one, a mistake that we made and something that you want to be very, very careful about with your promotions is we confused people in the middle of our launch with our content. Now, my goal is that for each of these missteps, I'm able to show you how at every level of launch, this can happen to you and how to prevent them. So this first one we did a five-day challenge as part of our launch. And on day four, we released what I thought was a really straightforward assignment. But within about an hour of that assignment going out and an hour of sending the email, we started getting people who were posting in the Facebook group, responding to the email, saying they were confused. Now, something that we don't talk about a lot in the online space is that if you confuse them, you lose them. And sometimes we think it's really important to just give tons of value, tons of content, everything that we have. But the reality is if you give too much, you can overwhelm people. Or if you give them something that's too advanced, you can overwhelm them. So on the fourth day, we sent out this email and we quickly realized that this was a confuser for them. And what we had to do to fix this was a number of different things. Number one, we had to figure out why people were confused. Now, what we were having people do on day four was move their content into a really simple flow for their own five-day challenge. We were launching our five-figure challenge program, and we quickly realized, oh my gosh, this is confusing people. The first thing we did was we created a worksheet on the fly. Now, this isn't something that you can always do, but what we did was we made a really simple one-page worksheet that kind of held their hand to make sure they were getting the right answers and the right results from that day. The second thing we did was we posted acknowledging that it was confusing. There's this saying that you've heard me say on this show before where I say, you know, things are only objections until we tell people they're not, in a way. And so simply by letting our group know, hey, we know that this assignment's a little more challenging. We know that this is a little bit harder than normal. People come to expect that. And so they're less likely to let that confusion derail them. The third thing we did is ask, where did we get lost in translation? What you have to remember is that the minute you confuse them and lose them, you have to get them back on the bus before you can continue. So what we did was we identified what was confusing people, and then we created supplemental training to address that specifically. And what we did in this case was we did a live stream inside the group that allowed us to walk them through this activity that was confusing people. Now, you might be wondering, you know, what made this such a major misstep? Well, when you're doing a launch, whether it's as a webinar, a free challenge, a video series, a free course, if you confuse people with the free stuff, the first place they go in their mind is, well, if I can't figure out this, why would I pay? Because I'm just going to get stuck. So one of the biggest objections we have in almost every space is time, overwhelm, money. And if people feel like they don't have enough time, they're feeling overwhelmed, it's going to cost them money, they're just going to run. So what you have to do when this happens is address, why did it happen? How do we fix it, right? We actually had this happen in the previous launch of this program. We introduced a concept on one of our live webinars that just confused the heck out of people. And what we did in that case was we created a little 10-minute training on Facebook, we posted it to my page, and we ran it as an advertisement and sent an email about it. Because the minute you lose them, you have to bring them back in. So how could you use this in your launch? Well, if you find out people are confused, number one, revise that content. We put a big red flag by the content that overwhelmed people in this launch so we don't repeat it again. Number two, where there's overwhelm, you can offer a solution. So figure out why were people overwhelmed, what that had them stuck, and what can we do to move them into the right direction. And then finally, make sure that you address the root of their overwhelm. This is a big one. Why are they feeling stuck? A lot of times when people get confused or overwhelmed when we're launching, it means we might be missing an objection or we might be speaking to the wrong audience. So we have to figure out where did they get lost, because that's where we have to meet them in order to continue to move them through their launch. All right. So one of our major missteps, just to recap, was confusing people with content that's too advanced, too much. In our case, it was a little too advanced and a little too technical, but you can do it the same with just too much information. We don't want to overwhelm and lose people. Now, that brings us on to the second major mistake that I think we made, which was we accidentally launched during the election. Now, if you're like anyone else in the world, you might go, how the heck did you accidentally launch during the election? Well, I always jokingly say, like, marketing is my love language. I geek out over marketing. I love it. And sometimes I'm in straight up marketing land when I'm writing my dates. So we forecasted this entire launch, and I basically threw down on the calendar what day I wanted it to be based on when I wanted to take vacations, when I was going to be out of town, what this other stuff is that we were working on at the time. And I just went, oh no. As soon as it happened, I realized November 8th is election day. And so what we had to do was, number one, in our case, we had to be really sensitive of the political climate. So I don't want to get too much into this on the show because honestly, you know, it doesn't do anything. I don't want to go crazy talking about the politics. What I want to explain is this can happen in any launch at all. Because in our case, it was the election, but I've seen people who forget about little holidays. And sometimes you might not see them as holidays, but they could be holidays for your audience, right? So for example, let's say your audience is busy moms, and you accidentally schedule your webinar on one of the major teacher in-service days across the US, right? Well, if the kids aren't at school and you're targeting busy moms and you decide to do a webinar that day, your webinar is probably not going to be very full. So in our case, it was politics. They got a little crazy, and we had to do a couple of different things. Number one, you always want to be sensitive to why that date didn't work or why a holiday has come up. So the first thing is we had to decide, do we want to continue launching through that or not? I ultimately reached out to my community and asked a few different people their opinion. We decided to continue with the launch because truthfully, a lot of people were craving normalcy. The entire election, if you're in the US, was crazy. If you were outside of the US, you definitely know how crazy it was. And my audience and I collectively decided that it would be best to just stick with normalcy, give it our best, and continue forward. So that's the first thing we had to decide. The second thing that you have to decide when you have a date that's, you know, a major misstep is, are we going to adjust our launch dates? Now, we didn't adjust our launch dates, and the biggest reason was we were already in a launch. I don't like to change the dates that my launch is ending when I'm in a launch, but I have good friends that were also in a launch because, believe it or not, us marketing nerds do not pay attention to dates as much as we should, and they decided to extend their launch by a day or two. It's totally up to you what you decide. When you have a date like this, you have to address, is moving it the only real solution, or is that even a solution at all? So, for example, let's look at these kind of two side by side. In the event of the election, does extending the deadline by 1 or 2 days really change anything? Not really. The reality was the political climate was tense during the election, after the election, and it's still kind of tense. So even if I added on a day or two, it probably wasn't going to change anything. In the case of those moms that you're targeting at a teacher in service day, adding an extra day and an extra webinar could be a total game changer for that launch. So you second have to decide, do I even want to move this date? Do I want to keep that date the same? And then finally, you have to determine what is being lost because of a date misstep or an error in calculation. So in our case, we had to look at what email was supposed to go out on the day after the election and how does that affect our launch. So during our launch, we send out bonuses, we send out case studies, we do all kinds of stuff that's really specifically calculated to get people taking specific actions throughout our launch. So if I had woke up that day and we were supposed to be adding in a bonus, I had to decide, do we still send that bonus the next day? Do we wait and send the bonus on another day when we think more people might be paying attention? We ultimately decided to stick with our schedule because it wasn't a major error. But you may have to adjust your schedule. And so I know it kind of sounds like, as I'm saying this, we didn't have to change much because of the election, but I would still consider that a major misstep because there was this final little thing that happened with the election that may or may not happen with your launch, which was our customer lead cost was really, really high. How much it cost us to acquire a lead for the launch was a little higher than it should have been. And that's specifically talking about Facebook ads. So we also see this happen where sometimes people launch around holidays, maybe Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Sometimes holidays actually drive up the cost of ads for several reasons. That can be because there's less people online on Facebook actually reading the ads, and therefore it costs more to get in front of those people. It could be because more people are advertising, and so it's just going to cost you more to be competitive with them. That's what we think happened with the election. So many people were advertising because the polls were closing, all of these super PACs that we were essentially competing against people with way deeper pockets than us. So our lead cost ended up being about twice what it should have been, which means our revenue was about 50% of what it should have been because we didn't change our budget based on our expanded lead cost, okay? So that second misstep, just to recap, is that sometimes we forget to factor in for holidays, dates, cost. You have to realize that at any given time in your launch, something can happen. There could be a disaster, there could be an election, there could be a holiday, and you just want to be aware that you have to be cognizant of the external environment from your launch. Doesn't mean you have to change, doesn't mean everything changes or nothing changes. It just means having that awareness can really help with your results, okay? So the third major misstep we made is one that I really should have known better, not by now, but I did it anyway. And I see this happen all the time with people who are in their first few launches. We didn't really prepare as much content as we should have in advance for the launch. What I mean by that is we missed a podcast episode while we were doing the launch. My social media channels got a little quiet while we were doing the launch. I felt like the part of my list that didn't sign up for the launch, they didn't get any emails from me. So we were really prepared for the launch. And this is something that I talked about a little bit in the last episode. We wrote all the emails in advance and we knew what dates things were going to go out. And we had the bonuses created in advance and the webinar built in advance. And I'm somebody who tends to kind of shoot from the hip. And this was the first launch where we really planned everything out. But it's almost like a slap in the face because we totally forgot to plan the stuff that wasn't the launch. So the next time we do a launch, something that we're probably going to make sure we do is that we have an organic and an external launch promotion going on. Now, I don't mean that we're going to sell something outside of launch. So it's not like I'll be launching my challenge program while also selling my Facebook ads program. It's more like while I'm launching, I want to make sure that everybody else is getting treated right. So even though Bob may have signed up to be a part of my launch, Sue might not have. And so I still want to be able to send her a podcast and regular content. So we also had the same issue with our Facebook page and our Instagram, where during the launch, I was running around like a crazy person. Not too crazy, but a little crazy, because launch can get you in the brain sometimes. And I kept finding myself going, oh, I really should have posted on Instagram today or Facebook today. What that also meant is I was losing some of that organic traffic. So this is one of those times where it's like, ugh, I know I preach it and I'm kicking myself because I preach it, but I'm a big proponent of the value of organic traffic. We don't really get crazy organic traffic numbers, but I think that every little bit helps, and even small organic numbers can provide really powerful from a conversion perspective. And so by not having content prepared in advance for our social media channels, we were really missing out on the opportunity to continue to organically drive people into the launch. So the next time we launch, we won't only have a promotional calendar for the people who are not in the launch but are on my list. We're also going to have a social media promotional calendar so that we know what's going out on what days. We're not scrambling to come up with social content on the go. This is just something that, unfortunately, it happens sometimes, but once we're aware of it, we can really work to fix it. And so that's what we'll do in the next launch. So for this fourth misstep, I want to pull a quote that you've probably heard before. Most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10. So we've also heard this as most people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in a month. But really the big takeaway is I thought I had way more time every single day of my launch. This has been a theme in almost every launch that I've done where I think I've got so much time. Now, the reality is I really didn't work that much during this launch in terms of on the launch. But one thing that took a ton of my time was commenting on people who did our free 5-day challenge. So over the course of our 5-day challenge, we had thousands of people leaving comments, and I was literally responding to hundreds of comments a day, and not just like canned responses like, so awesome, you're great, like real detailed responses. And in my mind, I was thinking this is like an hour a day commitment. But throughout the launch, that part of it took way more than an hour a day. In fact, some of it took several hours a day, but I kind of sucked it up because I did that to myself. So this is something, like I said, that it's been really present in a lot of our launches, and I see this a lot with people who are launching for the first or the second time, even worse. And we've come up with these words kind of in our industry to describe it. We say like launch brain, launch mode, I've got my head down for launch, I'm crazy busy with launch, I'm launching right now. We have come to kind of connotate that with being ridiculously busy. The next time we do a launch, we'll probably bring on one or two people to kind of work with me to help me manage those comments, because I physically cannot manage that level of comments, especially if we want to take this to the next level, which we're thinking about doing, and run this with even more people in the challenge. So what's the big takeaway, or what's the message if you're doing a smaller launch and you're like, I've got plenty of time to leave comments? Well, the big takeaway is that we tend to underestimate how much time things are going to take during our launch. So one of the reasons that this didn't kill me, even though it really should have, is that other than commenting, I left my days pretty open. So while the launch was hectic and it took a lot more time than I thought, I had been strategic enough to make sure that everything else didn't take a ton of time. When you're building out your launch, whether you're going to do a challenge or a webinar or a video series, you want to make sure that you're not overextending yourself during that launch. The key thing is that we want to be really agile and able to pivot at any given point in the launch. We told you at the beginning that one big issue we had was people were confused with the day 4 content. Now, that was one of the biggest struggles because I woke up on day four and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to respond to all these comments overnight, but I also have to fix this, but I also have to get ready for a webinar later today or tomorrow, and oh my gosh. And that was the day where we really, really realized, like, I underestimated how much time all of this takes. And so you want to make sure that you give yourself time and space to be able to make those changes. So even though it was kind of tight and really a bit of a struggle, when people were confused, I left myself enough space to get in there and have time to make a worksheet and have time to create content to fix that issue. The key thing is that when you're launching, you have to transition a little bit from the worker bee role to the CEO role. And this is something I was introduced to, this concept, at a mastermind in New York City, where you have to realize that working on the day-to-day stuff, like setting up the ads or creating the content or running the launch, like, that is important. That is what ultimately builds your business, right? If I'm not running ads and driving people to sign up for my launch, I'm not going to be able to sell any products. However, if you are so busy doing all of that, like setting up the ads and being so down in the trenches, you don't have an opportunity to see how things are going. You can't captain your ship if you're constantly patching holes in the hull, right? You have to be the captain, but you also have to be the person who prevents the ship from sinking. And so during a launch, it's really that fine balance of how much time do I give to steering the ship, steering the launch, making sure everything is going right, and actually showing up and doing the work and doing the things that move the wheels forward. Now, it can get a little bit hectic and it can get a little bit daunting. And I know that that is kind of the fear that we have of, like, well, if I can't do all of that and I have to run the launch, what do I do? Well, this is where you start to outsource a little bit, and you really have to start outsourcing to more people. And I know that that's a buzzword. Truthfully, we didn't have a ton of contractors for this launch. You don't need a team of 80 people, but I set somebody up to deal with my emails that week because I wanted to give myself full clarity to go through the actual launch process. I set up somebody to be available for my Facebook ads so that I didn't have to stress over those while I was doing the launch. So think about, if you've done a launch before, what really bogged you down in that launch? What made you feel like, oh my gosh, I do not have time to be doing this right now? That's something you can give away. If you're thinking about doing a launch, ask yourself, what on a daily basis really pulls me away from getting the work done that I know needs to get done? Is it email? Is it social media? Is it Facebook ads? Is that something you can pass off to somebody else to help you? These are things you want to be thinking about, because if you don't create that space to kind of captain the ship, you'll end up in a scenario like I did, where on day four, we were running around like crazy people. I was trying to create content and check in with my people and make sure the launch was going good and talk to my Facebook ads person and be prepping for our webinar. And there just physically wasn't enough time, but somehow we made it work. So that actually is a perfect segue into the final major misstep that I think we made, which was we didn't test the launch enough. And when I say we didn't test the launch enough, I mean that from a purely technical perspective. We've actually done this launch a couple of times, a little bit differently. We've tweaked stuff, added stuff. But from a technical perspective, we did some pretty sophisticated stuff that was really, really fun, but ultimately hit a snag. We had like three different webinars that you could sign up for, plus the primary launch. And then within our launch, we had multiple customization options. So Bob could sign up for the launch, and if he told us that his biggest issue was building his list, he might get a few different emails than Mary, who told us her biggest issue was selling her products. So we created these multiple launch paths and multiple webinars and multiple touch points. But as that all went into our automation software, we use Entreport, but that's comparable to ConvertKit, Aweber, Infusionsoft, you know, whatever you're using to send out your emails and do your marketing automation. When we put all of our content in there, we didn't realize there was little stuff that was missing. Like, one of our confirmation pages wasn't connected at one point. We went through a part where people were signing up, but they weren't getting a confirmation email. I think like the first 100 people who signed up for our launch didn't actually get a confirmation email. We had a couple of other small technical glitches that just, they didn't destroy the launch, but they were definitely inconvenient. It would have been nicer if those hadn't happened. And so what I want you to start thinking about is, how can you put the systems in place to be testing your launch before it happens? next time we do a launch, we're actually going to either hire someone or have someone on our team go through and do it, in addition to myself, to go test that everything works. Because here's the crazy thing. Even though I'm saying we had a lot of these tech glitches, we actually had systems in place to go through and test this. So what happened was some of our systems were complete. There were not overlaps like we thought there were, where, you know, one person was checking up to this point and then the other person would pick up where they left off. There were gaps where certain pieces weren't getting checked because I didn't realize we missed it. And so when you're doing this, there's two big takeaways for you. Number one, you need to get those systems in place so that you're able to test. But number two, it didn't destroy our launch. And I think that that's something really key to talk about, because I have yet to talk to somebody that I know that's done a successful launch free of technical issues. Everyone I know who's done a launch has had some sort of technical glitch at some point. A webinar doesn't work. A checkout page doesn't work. Your ads stop working. Like, everybody I know has had a technical glitch of some kind. The really successful people work through it. And so even though we had all these tech glitches, even though the beginning of our launch was essentially bad, everybody signing up was not getting their emails, our system was not tagging them, it was not setting them up to receive the rest of the launch, but it didn't destroy the launch. So we know that we need to kind of tighten ship next time, but we also know that it wasn't the end of the world. And so I wanted to kind of end on that note, give you these five little, or not little, big, I guess, missteps that made a little bit of difference to our bottom line. But I wanted to end here to show you that even though all of this happened, it didn't destroy the launch. Could the launch have been better? Sure. Will the launch be better next time? We certainly plan on it. But even with these tech issues and our confusion and underestimating how much time it would take, it still happened. And if you're daunted by launching or you're unsure about launching, that's totally, totally normal. But the big thing I want you to think about is if you do it, you get way more results than if you keep planning it or keep thinking about it or keep considering it. Okay? So just to recap, what we kind of messed up with on our launch that you can take and learn from, number one, we confused people a little bit. And anytime you confuse people during your launch, it's really important to understand why were they confused, how do we fix it, and how do we get them back on board. Number two, we did our launch during the election, and this can show up in any launch, be it holidays, you forget a date, you close your cart in the middle of the day, and most of your people are night owls. We basically mistimed our launch with events that affected our potential audience. So next time we will definitely not be launching during the election. Number three, we didn't pre-create enough content in advance. So the people that weren't in our launch, I was kind of dead air to them. And I really don't want to go through that again with my audience. I want to be able to keep my audience engaged, even if they didn't sign up for the launch. That includes social media content, podcasts. I need to make sure that we have content prepared for people outside of the launch the next time around. Number four, I grossly underestimated how much time it would take to comment. We see this in launches where people assume that they can become Superman if they really just believe it. The reality is you need to make sure you give yourself enough time to operate as the CEO of the launch and be steering the ship. And then finally, we did bring in those contractors to help us steer the ship, and we didn't pay close enough attention to where some of the gaps were, and we ended up having a few technical glitches. However, nothing bad happened. We were still able to have a successful launch, and we're now going to put systems in place to test more effectively. So those are some of the major missteps we made during our launch. We're going to do one more podcast in this series. I'm like 99% sure. You'll know for sure in the next podcast. You're coming for the adventure with me. But we may do one more where we talk about the launch a little bit more, some of the cool stuff that we did to kind of take this launch to the next level, to double it over our last launch. But I want you to get one key message here, and it's this. We made some big mistakes. We still got big results. The biggest mistake you could make is not going for it. Now, if you're listening to this and you want to get the full details on this episode and you want to get some of the things that we've referenced, you can go to heartsoulhustle.com/42. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/42. We'll have the show notes there for you. And if you listen to this and you're thinking, wow, I really want to get a launch done, I'd love to invite you to this free training that one of my mentors, James Wedmore, is doing, where he's walking you through the 7 phases of building a successful online business. And that really includes creating a product, building out that successful launch and executing it. So if you are down and you really want to get your launch up and running, you can go to heartsoulhustle.com/James. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/James to get the full details and get your launch set up. But until next week, keep hustling, get out there. Mistakes happen, but so do amazing launches. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.